K-State Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there, Manhattan, Kansas. I'm at K-State University here on June 3rd, 2026. My name's Eddie Greer on this Wednesday morning. Appreciate y'all here for some might give us a listen on this usual daily podcast here. we're still coming out with content. There's that. Make sure you go ahead and subscribe now because there's still track and field is still left. We're going to be revisiting that a little bit because they're going to be in action next weekend for the NCAA National Championships up in Eugene, Oregon. But we're going to go right back to the classroom here and right back to our favorite topic. Well, for good reason, the CSC Academic All-District Honors were handed out yesterday. It looks like here, as I have my notes here, This actually focuses on baseball. Obviously, baseball wrapped up a couple weeks ago in the Big 12 tournament. But five athletes were named on to the Baseball Big 12 CSC Academic All-District Honors. Grant Gallagher, Kaden Carl, and the rest of them are pitchers. Lincoln Sheffield, James Guyette, and Tazewell Butler, your starting rotation for your back cast this past year. Well, Tazewell Butler was added on late. Pete Hughes, the manager slash head coach of the baseball team, switched things up a little bit and put Tazewell Butler. If you follow the season on this particular podcast, I had my questions about it, but Tazewell Butler delivered on a diamond, and apparently he delivered as well in the classroom as well. And we're going to start. Hold up. and actually here, the Wildcats, five honorees surpassed the previous program's record of four just 2 years ago. So they're getting it. So again, student athletes, we got it. Obviously, you want to get it. You want to win games, whether that's baseball, track and field, football coming up later this fall, and all of that. But more importantly, you want to get work done in the classroom and everybody get deserves a shout out. If you deserve CSC academic honors or not, everybody deserves a round of applause in the classroom for the athletic calendar year of 2025-26. Again, now come to official close after the national championships of K-State track and field, as they will prepare, or starting to prepare anyway, coming off of some record-breaking performances down in Fayetteville, Arkansas. The Pro Archer Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer. This episode will come out today. I ain't playing around. As noted today, I ain't playing around. That's another discussion for later. But Tazewell Butler, 3.6 GPA, criminology. His final numbers of the season, 21 games this year, which included in that four starts, 58 strikeouts, 55 innings pitched there. Batting average against Tazewell Butler, .239. Butler, 22 innings in that span this year with a 4.09 ERA. So better than I thought. I'm not trying to put a nail hammer in Tazewell Butler. I'm not saying that, but it's like, man, we had Tanner Duke at one point, and then all of a sudden, you know, he says, hey, you know, we're going to throw a little curveball here and put Tazewell Butler in here. And he did not disappoint there as well. Let me see here. Yeah, and mobile with Tazewell Butler, Georgia native. Hey, Sandy Springs, Georgia. Grant Gallagher, 3.6, 7 GPA, majored in finance. And Grant Gallagher played in all the games. And here's a stat here of the day for y'all to think about. He was one of three K-Staters to play in all the games this year for K-State Wildcats. 57 of them total. The Wildcats end up playing this year. 267, 399. Oh, hold on a second. Yeah, 267, 399 on base percentage with a 421 slugging percentage in there. And he's from Tallahassee. 14 doubles this year, a triple, five home runs, and a team high. Led a team in walks with 44 of them, jokers. 44 of them. So that's awesome right there. James Gayette, your ace of the staff, 3.60 GPA, and also in criminology this year. James Gett finished the year with a 6-4 record, with a 5.56 ERA. Man, that is high. While leading the K-State Wildcats, but he was a strikeout machinist, if that's the word. 105 strikeouts. That was a team. That was a pitching, led the pitching staff, all the pitching staff really. 33 strikeouts looking. Interesting stat there. That's an interesting stat number two. From Cali, Newberry Park, California. Strikeout total set the program's junior class single season record, surpassing the previous mark established by A.J. Morris back in 2009 there. Gaetz, 105 strikeouts, ranked fourth now in K-State school history. Caden Carl, oh baby. He quietly became one of my players. Supplanted. Now, I don't know if it's due to injury. I don't know. But Dante Luz is out there in center field to start. Yes, we're gonna put the wave machine back on y'all here in this podcast. Not really, but go rewind all the way back to the beginning of the season. Yeah, Dante Luz was out there starting center field, but quietly enough, Caden Carl from Edmond, Oklahoma, stepped up to the plate and delivered and really supplanted that and took over that position, and then did some more work in the classroom with a 3.50 undergraduate GPA, also majoring currently in finance, 3.66 GPA, grade point average. He's in the K-State MBA program, third year, Carl. Career best numbers, .255 batting average, .344 on base percentage with a .482 slugging percentage there, 11 doubles, 7 home runs, 14 stolen bases there, and he ranked second in the team in steals. Guess who? Yeah, D. Kennedy there as well. And then finally, but not least, Lincoln Sheffield. This is the Pro Marshall Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer in the building here on this Wednesday morning here. We're going to put this out here this morning as well. So be on the lookout for that. Lincoln Sheffield, 4.87 ERA. And he graduated with a 3.72 GPA. Majored in management, pitch 88 2/3 innings pitched from Flowood, Mississippi. Sheffield, was known for putting ball in play, only 20 walks all year long. And he concluded his career at K-State with 15 career victories. Should have been more than that. Became a 13th pitcher in program history to reach that milestone there. And again, just remind everybody of K-State's year this past year. So it wrapped up a few weeks ago in the Big 12 tournament with a 30-27 record, 11-19 in conference play. But yeah, somehow getting to 30 wins there and to keep that streak alive, the fourth consecutive year with finishing the year with 30 wins there. Exactly there. That streak ties the longest in program history. You got to go back since 1988. Yeah, this is way back a little bit. 1988 to 1991. So, we can set that aside because we'll look back one more time at this year, what it could have meant there as well. But anyway, so more importantly, though, these guys that we talked about here on this episode here today, Caden Carl, Lincoln Sheffield, James Gaetz, Taswell, Butler, and Grant Gallagher getting things done in the classroom. A round of applause to those five gentlemen getting work done and being honored onto the CSC Academic All-District Honors for the 2026 baseball season. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast is found free and available daily. Where we get your K-State content there as well. Man, we are bumping here on the back end of the show. But anyways, yes, free. Yes, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State contest. Yes, we're back. Yeah, so there's that as well. Make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast here, folks. We'll still give you content here as the summer is underway here, and the countdown to football is well underway as well, with, of course, the upcoming new era of Colin Klein as your new head coach on the football field. Of course, let's not forget about women's volleyball, women's soccer made a hire again. We'll dip in that here as the week continues here, as we're in the middle of the week here, the first week of June, and so much more. Again, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, usually daily podcast here, as we begin to rock content here in the summer of 2026. Alex Hayden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Yeah, appreciate it, Casey. I thought I said Mississippi for a moment. Yeah, this is how this morning's going. But anyways, Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. You will be hearing him at some point this summer. I still need to confirm. I got what I want, at least scheduled. Speaking of which, yeah, I'm almost got it all figured out. I just gotta get confirmation of Alex, and then, of course, a potential other guest here this summer, and then looking for a third here as we get y'all set for the 2026 fall season, which will be the new 2026-27 athletic calendar year for the Kansas State Wildcats. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports with Cats.